Chapter 1. Introduction. The Economic Singularity. Accelerating Change. In the next few decades, life for most people is going to change in extraordinary ways and at an extraordinary rate. The reason, as usual, is technology. Human lives and societies can be transformed by religions, cultural memes, and the imposition of new economic systems. They can be transformed by the passion and belief of a single great man or woman. But when profound and lasting change takes place, it is usually because we found a new way of doing things, a new technology. Thus, we name many historical periods after their dominant technology, the Iron Age, the Bronze Age, and so on. When a cluster of related technological innovations come along together, they can create sufficient change to merit the title of a revolution. This has happened twice before in human history, with the agricultural and the industrial revolutions, and we are now in the middle of a third, the information revolution. These revolutions are not overnight affairs. The industrial revolution has been underway for 300 years. The information revolution is just half a century old, and in many ways we are nearer to the start than the end. We think the world has changed greatly in the last century, and especially in the last 20 years or so. And indeed, it has. But the rate of change is accelerating, and the changes that are coming will dwarf what has happened so far. Forecasting has always been perilous. Throughout history, most long-term forecasts have been wrong, often blindsided by the arrival of a new technology like smartphones. But in the coming decades, the rate and scale of change will be so great that the future will become mysterious in a new way. So much so that people talk about a coming technological singularity. The term singularity is borrowed from maths and physics, where it means a point at which variable becomes infinite. The usual example is the center of a black hole, where matter becomes infinitely dense. When you reach a singularity, the normal rules break down and the future becomes even harder to predict than usual. In recent years, the term has been applied to the impact of technology on human affairs. Superintelligence and the technological singularity. The technological singularity is most commonly defined as what happens when the first artificial general intelligence, AGI, is created, a machine which can perform any intellectual task that an adult human can. It continues to improve its capabilities and becomes a superintelligence, much smarter than any human. It then introduces change to this planet on a scale and at a speed which unaugmented humans cannot comprehend. I wrote about this extensively in my book Surviving AI. The term singularity became associated with a naive belief that technology, and specifically a superintelligent AI, would magically solve all our problems, and that everyone would live happily ever after. Because of these quasi-religious overtones, the singularity was frequently satirized as rapture for nerds, and many people felt awkward about using the term. The publication in 2014 of Nick Bostrom's seminal book, Superintelligence, was a watershed moment, causing influential people like Stephen Hawking, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates to speak out about the enormous impact which AGI will have, for good or for ill. They introduced the idea of the singularity to a much wider audience and made it harder for people to retain a blinkered optimism about the impact of AGI. For time-starved journalists, good news is no news, and if it bleeds, it leads. So the comments of Hawking and the others were widely misrepresented as pure doomsaying, and almost every article about AI carried a picture of the Terminator. AI researchers and others hastened to warn us, rightly, not to throw the baby of AI out with the bathwater of unfriendly superintelligence, and the debate is now more nuanced. Technological unemployment and the economic singularity. So for me at least, the term singularity no longer seems so awkward, and it seems reasonable to apply it to another event which is likely to take place well before the technological singularity. I call this event the economic singularity. There is a lot of talk in the media at the moment about technological unemployment, the process of people becoming unemployed because machines can do any job that they could do, and do it cheaper, faster, and better. There is widespread disagreement about whether this is happening already, whether it will happen in the future, and whether it is a good or a bad thing. This disagreement is natural and inevitable. One of the main features of a singularity is that what lies beyond its event horizon is hard to see. Nevertheless, we must try to peer into the hazy future if we are to prepare ourselves for it. In this book, I will argue that technological unemployment is not happening yet, or at least not much, that it will happen in the next few decades, and that it can be a very good thing indeed, if we prepare for it and manage the transition successfully. Naturally, there are challenges. As we will see, a lot of people believe that universal basic income, UBI, is a silver bullet that will solve the problem of technological unemployment. UBI is a guaranteed income paid to all citizens simply because they are citizens. It may take some time for the idea of UBI to be accepted, especially in the USA, where resistance to anything that smacks of socialism is often fierce, almost visceral. Martin Ford's otherwise excellent book, The Rise of the Robots, almost fizzles out at the end because he seems daunted by the scale of the opposition that UBI will face in the home country. But to my mind, UBI is not the real battle. In Europe, we are very comfortable with the idea of a safety net of welfare programs which prevent the economically unsuccessful from falling into absolute penury. Most American states provide unemployment benefits too, although they usually cease after 6 months. In fact, the U.S. spends more per capita on welfare, $650 in 2011, according to the OECD, than the U.K., $610, or Canada, $550. Unlike some of my American friends, I believe the people of that great country will quickly accept the need for UBI if and when it becomes undeniable that the majority of them are going to be unemployable. The real problem, it seems to me, is that we will need more than just UBI. We may need an entirely new form of economy. I see great danger in a world in which most people rub along on handouts while a minority, perhaps a tiny minority, not only own most of the wealth, that is pretty much true already, but are the only ones actively engaged in any kind of economic activity. Given the advances in all kinds of technology that we can expect in the coming decades, the minority would be under immense temptation to separate themselves off from the rest of us, not just economically, but cognitively and physically too. Yuval Harari, author of the brilliant book Sapiens, says that in the coming century or so, humanity will divide into two classes of people. Rather brutally, he calls them the gods and the useless. Capitalism and liberal democracy have served humanity well in the last couple of centuries. I am not convinced they will continue to do so in a post-automation world, but it is no small task to work out what they should be replaced with and how that can be achieved without turmoil. This sounds like a singularity, an economic singularity.